Hi, everyone. This is the How to Lower Your Tax Bill podcast. I'm your host, Terrence Hutchins. I'm a financial and tax advisor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the goal of this podcast is to help you listeners get educated on different tax strategies that you can implement to improve your tax situation immediately. Each episode, we'll break down useful tax tips you can use to save money, no matter what your personal or business income situation. Because our motto is, keep more of what you earn. So let's get into today's episode. All right, so welcome back to How to Lower Your Tax Bill podcast. We have been going over a series talking about how to utilize your business profits, which hopefully you have them, FYI. But there's really five things we've been going through as far as how you can use your profits. So we've been talking about taxes as an expense, utilizing debt wisely. Today, we're going to get into reinvesting your profits back into the business. All right, and then our last two, we're going to talk about how much should you retain in the business, and then how much should you potentially distribute out to yourself. Now, when it comes to reinvesting, and before I get into that, say hi to the people, Tamia.
Hey, good people. Hey.
And so I'm going to ask you this question because this is a misnomer I get from a lot of folks, especially people who are new to business. When I say reinvest back into the business, what is something you maybe heard or thought? Like, what does that even mean?
Reinvestment for me, based on my experience, means that if you make $10, you're going to put that $10 back in the business for, say, to buy product. I used to work as a waitress. And
yeah.
So when you think about profits, they would reinvest in buying more food or buying more paper towels or something like that.
Yeah. And so a lot of times people hear that. They're like, hey, I'm putting all the money back into the business. But it's like, okay, but where is that money going? So that's what we want to talk about today is how should you think about where to put the money? And then what expectations should you have for what you should get back as a result? All right. Now, I preface this because many times the business owner is the biggest asset and they're also potentially the biggest liability of the business. How is the business owner a liability, you might ask? Well, one is they use the business as their personal piggy bank. All right. So when they have profits, they don't reinvest anything back into the business. So you've maybe seen the business where it's a storefront and the storefront is beat up. It looks dilapidated. Yeah. Or if you know that restaurant where it's not clean, they have old stuff that they're using. And so depending on the business you're in, that might speak directly to your brand. That might speak directly to the service you provide. And eventually, it might impact your actual sales. So you have to think about reinvesting to keep up with stuff. But as the business owner, you want to flash all the money you're making, potentially. And then you just buy everything, right? I'm a business owner. I'm making a lot of money. And so I'm buying all this stuff. But I'm not putting money back into the business. I'm not reinvesting back into people. I'm not reinvesting back into equipment. I'm not reinvesting back into processes, software, things that could help me make more money in the future. And so when you think about reinvesting, we're thinking about what could you buy or what could you use money on that's ultimately going to help you make more money. And as I said before, when you value a business, normally it's tied to the money that it makes. So if I spend money in the business, that means the business on paper makes less money, which means if practice, it's actually less valuable. So when I spend money, I need to make more money to make my business more valuable, or I've just effectively made my business worth less. All right.
So real quick, let me jump in there because that is so good, right? The owner can be a liability or an asset. And we've talked before about you really need to have a degree of separation between yourself and the business. Have a different checking account because this is real life, what he is talking about. I've done business owners' taxes and they're using one bank account for their own personal gain because they're like, oh, this is a profit, but it's not.
Yeah.
Do you have cash flow? Do you have things you need to pay? Like, we really got to challenge the way our mindset about how we look at profits, how we look at our business model. And like you say, your brand, right? If I am going to a restaurant and it is not clean or things are janky or you don't go into some restaurants and never have any biscuits, then your brand is saying, I'm not going to come here. Yes, the owner is pulling up in a nice six-figure car or whatever, but that's all on you. It's not in your business. And ultimately, you're going to hurt yourself and you're going to impact the longevity, right? because just thinking you want to sell, like Terrence is saying, if I look on paper and you don't have any cash flow, you don't have anything, or you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, I don't want to touch it. So I think that whole business owner, this is a clarion call to business owners to really evaluate how your relationship with the money, with the business's money, and what you're using it for, sure.
So actually made me think about when you were talking about the whole separation. So imagine, and I've worked with a lot of couples over the years, and oftentimes a big issue for couples is having a joint account. Now imagine you have a joint account that all your money goes into and you need to go buy something, but then you look in the account and ain't no money in there because you saw your partner use it on something that y'all didn't discuss beforehand. All right. Now you get upset. You're like, I'm not doing this again. All right. I'm going to keep my money separate. Right. You have that attitude, but it's like, in the business case, that could be you, except you're both parties, right? Your business might need stuff that would help you in the long run. But if personally you're not aligned in your goals and objectives as far as personal and business, and you don't have a distinct separation, then you might be using money personally that could be going into the business. Absolutely. And that will create internal conflict versus just external with you and your partner. So when it comes to reinvesting, the first step I always talk to business owners about is what can we do to, one, make the business run easier, all right? And so generally that is going to be investing in things like advertising so I can get more customers. Yeah. I can invest in people so that they're either better trained, they're better equipped to do their job, or I invest in someone new that can help me do more stuff, all right? I can invest in systems and processes. So if I'm more efficient with my time, then I can do more stuff and I can scale quicker. Or I can invest in things like equipment. So if I can buy something that can actually, I can use to make more money, then ultimately that will allow the business to grow faster. So those are things I could commonly reinvest in. And if you think about it, the difference between reinvesting cash versus debt is they're not the associated cost with the debt, all right? When you think about cost of capital, so we talked about before, that's tied to your debt. So you remove that element. However, you still have the opportunity cost of, I could use this money on something else, or I could just, you know, go and get my new whip, as we talked about. All right.
The list that you just gave, like advertising or marketing, those are all things that make sense. Because if you're saying, I want to be in this business for the long haul, it's not complicated, good people. It's really not. And reinvest in things that make sense for the business long term. And I'm sure we'll do a podcast on this, but if you're a business owner and you're trying to spend the money, then maybe you need to sit down and find out what type of salary you need, right? Mm-hmm. Find out what you're spending the money on. And again, different show, different podcast, but certainly that may be a red flag for you to really sit down and see what type of resources you need as the employee versus the owner, if you're dibbling and dabbling. But reinvest in things that make sense for the business for the long haul so you can get a good ROI for sure.
And I'm glad you said that, because oftentimes when we are thinking about the profit of the business, we have to factor in that, remember, when you own the business, you have two jobs. You have the owner job and you have the actual worker job. So you need to be able to make enough as a worker from the business to pay for your bills. Absolutely. And then the business owner profits should be extra. So if you're underpaying yourself as a worker and you're thinking, hell, you know, my business makes $100,000. But if your quote unquote salary is $30,000, well, then your business isn't really making $100,000 because you're underpaying yourself as the worker. So ideally, your business, as far as the work you do, needs to pay you a base amount. And then on top of that, that's your true profit. If you have a distorted view of your profit, what happens when you go to an outside buyer, they're going to look at your financials and say, hey, in a perfect world, when you buy a business, they can just plug someone else into your job and the business will continue to run as it had. So if you're underpaying yourself, then they're going to say, hey, look, I couldn't replace you with what you're paying yourself on paper. So I have to distort your earnings to factor in the higher cost of your replacement. So that, number one, gives you an idea of, hey, what are my actual profits? Which means I have to be paying myself, or at least on paper showing, because we talked about, you know, you can kind of finagle that number with the S-Corp. But okay, what is my actual true profit? Which is after I pay myself a fair market wage for what I do as a worker. Then when we think about reinvestment, number one, we got to kind of define, and I'll get more into this on the retained side, but generally we have a rainy day fund, which is kind of how you think about how you run your personal life. So I'm going to use that example because I think this will bring this point home. So you think about, okay, as a person, as an individual, what do people normally tell you that you need to keep in your rainy day fund? Like how much? What kind of rules of thumb?
Three to 6 months worth of rainy day.
Right. Yeah. So they tell you, hey, keep 3 to 6 months as a rainy day fund. Well, in your business, ideally, if it has operations, you want to keep at least 2 months of your operating expenses. All right. So if I have XYZ amount of labor costs, of insurance, all that, I want to keep at least 2 months because ideally, you know, when you keep 3 to 6 months, because you might get laid off personally. And so you want to be able to bridge the gap to be able to find another job or whatever. Right. Well, if your business isn't making money for 3 months, you probably got a broken model, okay? So you say, hey, I at least need 2 months, but then also as an individual, I might also factor in stuff that might break that I need to replace. So, hey, you know what? If I know that my refrigerator goes out every 5 years, hypothetically, and a refrigerator costs $5,000, well, hey, I want to set aside $1,000 a year to factor in that, hey, in 5 years, I'm going to have to replace this. So instead of me dipping into my cash, well, now I have money set aside to pay for my replacement. All right. And then I also could say, hey, what if I want to go reinvest in something? You know, I want to go buy my new TV or whatever. Hey, I could set aside money for that. And in the same concept with your business, if you want to reinvest into something bigger, then you might set aside that money to have it to the side. So that way, whenever you do go buy it, you're not tapping into your rainy day fund.
Do you know how when a person go buy a new home, it's like they tell you, listen, we need to have money saved up. If something happened, i.e. lose right. your job, you also need to have money to change these filters, to get the yard mowed, like maintenance and just different things. And then you need to have money to reinvest in the upkeep of the home. And so simply put, you guys, whatever you do in your own personal life, in your home, how you think about your home, you need to think that same way with your business. You still need a rainy day fund. You're still going to need a replacement. You're still going to need maintenance fund. And so all this profit that you're getting is not to blow. Reinvestment is going to be our word for the week. Let's reinvest and identify where we need to reinvest. Because I'll tell you right now, you mentioned that rainy fund. Listen, depending on the type of business that you're in, you may not make a profit right away.
Yeah.
But those bills still have to get paid.
For sure. So when you think about as an individual, and if you decide to take on an expense, so let's say, for example, I go buy a car. All right. And now my car payment is $1,000 a month, $500 a month, whatever. If I'm still keeping my same 3 to 6 months of expenses, that means my rainy day fund would actually need to be higher to factor in the additional cost that I just took on. Same concept in your business. If you reinvest back into your business, and this is a tax podcast, so the positive from that vantage point is, if I reinvest back into my business, my profits are lower, meaning I save on taxes today, obviously with the idea of trying to make more money in the future. But also, if I can make more money in the future, then it should make my business more valuable overall. So if I can grow my profits from A to B, the value of my business at B should be higher than it was at A. But the good thing is, just in the same way when you own a house, if your house goes up in value, you don't pay tax on that increase in value until you decide to sell it. Well, in your business, when I reinvest my money and my profits are lower, I actually have saved ordinary income taxes. So that's based on my tax bracket. So if I'm in a 24, 32, 35% tax bracket, if I reinvest a dollar back into my business, then I'm going to save 35 cents, 24 cents, 32 cents of taxes. The reason I bring that up is because let's say I reinvest that back into the business and now the business is worth more in the future. Well, if I decide to sell the business in the future, that increase in value, I will actually pay capital gains tax on, which caps out at 20% for a business owner. So instead of me paying ordinary income at 32, 35, 37, I'll reinvest, lower my profit, save the taxes, and then hopefully increase the value of the business where I'll eventually only pay 20% when I decide to sell. I won't actually pay it until I decide. So the incentive from the tax standpoint is you're incentivized to reinvest back into the business just based on that dynamic.
That's good. That's a good strategy, y'all. Y'all listening? How to lower your tax bill. That's right on the money.
So once again, this isn't tax advice, of course, but going back to the
that was good though
illustration, when you have that 3 to 6 month rainy day fund and you take on an expense, your rainy day fund goes higher, or it should go higher to compensate for the higher expense. In the same concept with your business, that difference, so let's say my $1,000 car means my rainy day fund needs to go up by 3 months, so $3,000, all right? That money in my business, my rainy day fund, that would be called my invested capital, meaning that's the money that stays in the business. It's money that the business has to operate, all right? That's my invested capital. If my rainy day fund goes up, meaning, hey, if I took on a $1,000 expense, my rainy day fund need to go up by 2 months or $2,000. So I have to now think, okay, if my rainy day fund has to go up by $2,000, that means the profit I need to get as a result of me reinvesting should be at least 50% of that, or in this case, $1,000. So that would be what you would call your return on invested capital. So if my invested capital is $1,000, I reinvest, and now my invested capital needs to be $2,000 because my rainy day fund is higher. I need to be able to make that $1,000 back. And generally, I want to do that within 12 to 24 months. If I can't do that, then this is probably not a good investment for me, all right? And this also goes back into if I keep too much money in the business, meaning I have a lot of cash that's not doing anything, that's actually going to lower my return on invested capital, all right? For you real estate people, it's the same concept. If you have a house that has a lot of equity in it, but you make very little money in rent, you have to reassess, hey, should I sell this house, get the equity out, and reinvest it somewhere else that'll get me more rent, all right? So it's the same concept, it's just a different avenue. So this is why, you know, your personal life, your business life intersect as far as how you think about things. We just want to help you simplify the concepts so you can probably just make better decisions that are not only maybe tax efficient, but also help you grow the business.
That. So make common sense investments, people, okay? Into people, systems, and processes, marketing, things that will get you profit, okay? Not your car, okay?
So ideally, if you continue to reinvest back into the business, that's basically your own piggy bank, right? I get money in, I reinvest it back, it spits more money back out, right? So it's similar to if you, let's say you had a vending machine, right? If you could put a dollar in and then had a $2 that spits out, you would do it all day, all right? And so normally that's why most businesses are constrained by how much cash they have if they have a really good opportunity, right? It's like, hey, I need to be reinvesting as fast as possible because I can put a dollar in and get $2 or $3 back. I want to keep doing that as much as I can. But if I put a dollar in and I'm getting 50 cents back, I need to pump the brakes. That's not a good use of the money that I'm putting back, all right? So you need to be able to identify this, all right? And you know, one of the clients we're working with now, where, you know, we're thinking about, okay, how much is this business actually making? And what are the numbers they need to be paying attention to identify, hey, are they changing? Are the dynamics changing? Like I was making a lot of money, but now all of a sudden I'm not making as much. What's happening?
Things could be tied up. Like what's tied up with, remember, go back and listen to our last podcast about debt, about is this cash flow tied up? Like, why is things changing? Why is things shifting? Where is my profit going? Where is the profit going? Yeah, those are all good questions for sure.
So cool. So just to summarize, we kind of want to think about when we think about reinvesting, we need to define where am I going to put the money? So that could be into people, systems, processes, equipment, advertising. I needed to decide what is the minimum return I want to get. Because if I use debt, I have an extra cost associated with it. If I use my own cash, I have the opportunity cost of where that money could go otherwise. So I have to assume I need to have a certain rate of return as a result, which we talked about at least a 50% return on invested capital. And then I can prioritize where I do it and have the process to just continue to reassess so that I can determine, hey, my returns are going down. I need to maybe pivot my strategy or figure out what's happening so that I can continue to get that higher investment. So my business will continue to grow and scale as I get bigger. So any parting thoughts for the people?
No. I would just say, certainly I think this is a good opportunity for any business person to just sometimes take time, sit down once a month, maybe even quarterly, to just evaluate your finances and see where you're at. Because you don't want to be caught in a pickle, or it's a rainy day and you don't have it, or it's time to invest or reinvest or upgrade your systems and you don't have it. And so this is a really good call to action to make sure that you know your money, know where your money is going, and understand the ROI with it for sure.
Definitely. So cool. So hopefully you took some nuggets away. You have some strategies as far as reinvesting back into the business that can lower your tax bill. But ultimately, you want to be measuring the long-term impact of that on the business. So keep more of what you earn, and we will talk to you again next week about how much you should think about retaining in the business.